Hey everybody, it's me, Matthew, and you'll never guess who else is here.
I lurked in the bungalow watching you sleep. I came out of the toilet 'cause I am a creep. I know where you left them. I know where they lie. Those cozy pants for you and for I. And I took them to the tailor. I took them to the spy. I took them to the tinker. I took them to a guy. And he said, I don't want to buy them. Why do you try to sell other people's cozy pants?
Yeah. James, that's a good one. I like that one.
You like that one?
That was pretty sultry.
That was a sultry... I'm wearing my sequined gown at this very moment. Matthew, I'm in full Jessica Rabbit mode.
Ooh. Oh, well.
Jessica. Oh, Matthew, I never miss a night where Jessica's playing.
Oh, wait, that is a line from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, isn't it?
Never miss a Jessica night.
Never miss a Jessica.
Because it's Kathleen Turner.
Well,
if you have an opportunity to see Kathleen Turner live, Matthew,
yes,
you should take it.
She was in The Graduate.
She wasn't.
She was in The Graduate on Broadway.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me everything about that.
Well, the only story that I know about that is the one that Ryan O'Connor tells.
Oh?
Which is that every night before the show, she had an extra large cheese pizza delivered to her dressing room.
Oh.
And so that's marvelous. And for some reason, he turned that into, on when he was doing the show, Lady Watch would turn that into a bit whenever she came up. And his impression of... Kathleen Turner was, yes, hello, I'd like to order another pizza, please. Another same order as the last time, of course. You deliver it to the rear door of the theater as soon as you're ready for it.
It's a little Kathleen Turner. It's a little Orson Welles.
Uh-huh.
It's a little Crumbly Grumbleshire.
Oh, I was just thinking. I was like, I feel like I'm slipping into Jim Sterling here.
Maybe a bit, Matthew.
Yeah.
He has been requested as a guest on Queens of Adventure. He and Tyler Oakley as a pair.
Ah, oh, what a pair of marvelous blintzes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would like to see them in a cage match. I would like to see them on an adventure.
Oh,
I think that would be very fun.
Tear each other limb from limb.
Maybe. Mm. That would... And then they put each other back limb by limb. And,
oh, but they'd
oh, constructing
mix up the
new,
pieces.
Yes.
Ooh,
oh. Oh.
Matthew, imagine such a creature.
Mm.
Jim Sterling, a video game pundit, and Tyler Oakley, a little friend.
Well, he's a big dad now.
Oh, he's become, that's true. He's become a twunk, Matthew. He is evolving like a Pokemon.
Or like, well, I was going to say like Carrot Top, but sure.
Oh, like Carrot Top. Well, Carrot Top was a
He's almost a Pokemon.
Almost a Pokemon, Matthew. Pluck him from the ground like a Pikmin.
So that little Tyler Oakley tweeted today that 20-year-old him would have wanted to be choked by 30-year-old him.
Interesting. Well, that's his fetish, isn't it?
Maybe some sort of like time sex. Time sex. That's a good name for like a Showtime movie from 1994.
Yes, after the Red Shoe Diaries, you can enjoy a few hours of time sex.
Matthew. Okay.
Showtime's. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You obtained, and I don't know by what means, we had a digital versatile disc, Matthew, in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I know what you're going to tell.
And it was about, now, he's become a little problematic, but it was Colby Keller, porn man at large. Traveling through time, making love to men in different time periods, including the future on a spaceship.
On a spaceship. It's a future spaceship sex
movie. I feel like he went back to the Old West.
There was definitely, I want to say like Roman times, because I want to say there was like sandals and vines.
There was Roman times, for sure.
And then...
it was like Quantum Leap for gay sex. He would leap into different time periods.
Yes.
And then he would leap it and he would stuff it.
Yes. Oh, what was the name of that?
Well, give me just a moment because I'm going to adjust this microphone. I think it's syncing. I'll need to maybe edit that out. Oh, God, it is syncing. Help tighten it up. Anyway.
Ah. Yes, I've found it online.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Sex Traveler.
Oh, that's not as good, because time isn't part of the title.
Yeah. I mean, that could just be somebody traveling and having sex. Tale as old as time.
Indeed. The
traveling.
Oregon Trail, Matthew. The Oregon Trail.
Oh,
the
God.
Male Oregon Trail.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Matthew, the Oregon is the anus.
The Oregon male.
Wait a minute.
Is that something?
The Oregon male, maybe.
What did you say about an anus?
Is an anus an organ? Or is it just feature?
Is this like a sandwich is a supermarket?
Nope. I don't know what constitutes an organ. Is the anus just a piece of the puzzle, or is it a device unto itself?
It's
what is anus, Matthew? What is anus? Baby, don't hurt me. I don't hurt me. No more.
Really looking forward to writing the description for this episode.
What is anus, Matthew? Oh. Can you tell me?
It's
a sweet mystery.
Well, I've been listening to the word sphincter being said a lot.
It's been said a lot.
I've been editing an episode of Queens of Adventure where they are, I guess, no spoilers, but they found themselves someplace biological.
Oh, my goodness.
And so the word sphincter and fleshy valve have come up a lot.
Oh, it's like a confederacy of dunces.
Oh,
what
yes.
trouble he had with his valve.
Now, there's a book, Confederacy of Dunces, won a Pulitzer?
It won something.
Sure, it won something. It won some very good book award.
It did win the very good book award.
The Good Book Boy Award.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that is a movie that has, there have been efforts to turn it into a film. It's a book. There have been efforts to turn it into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they've all failed. And I think at this point, I don't know that there's any way it could be done. We're at a point
I don't
where
know that it should be done. No. I'm not sure that it ever should have been done, but now I think
now it definitely
probably shouldn't be done.
So it is a great book, and I love it.
Mm.
But like so many great works, there's some parts where you're like, oh, I wish you hadn't had a character like that.
Well, there is that aspect, of course. There's also, it's structured a bit like Disney's Robin Hood, where it really is two outrageous episodes, both of which build to a climax, and neither climax is really related to, it's sort of like two very long novellas. I don't even know if they're that long, really. It's two novellas kind of mushed together. And they're both funny, yes. But I don't know that they tell the kind of story that I feel like they would have to add some meta storyline, a third storyline on top of the other two.
Maybe it would work as like an HBO series or something.
Maybe. But it doesn't need adaptation.
Yeah, it's just a good book.
It is a funny book. It has problematic elements, but it is a funny book, Matthew. It has some observations about a man.
Who has valves.
He has a rubber glove.
Mm.
He has a mother.
Mm.
He has many things.
Long-suffering.
Matthew. He has a whole constellation. Now, it has the second storyline. One of the reasons why it's relevant to our collective interest here is all about him trying to get homosexuals into the military to end wars, because if he can fill all the world's militaries with homosexuals, they will meet on the battlefield and just start having parties. And so he goes to a party full of homosexuals, dressed as a pirate, with a cart full of hot dogs.
Oh, God, it's
and
so good.
And the party scene is really, really good. And their complete disinterest in his plan, it is a real treat.
Yeah. Yeah. And trenchant, you might say.
It is, Matthew. It is. And they all think he is of them because of his pirate costume. I mean, it's like something from Arrested Development.
It really is. That's the thing. It's like it is simultaneously such a shrewd observation of how people really are. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, nobody's actually like that.
It is really good. It is really good. So I think that the two subcultures the book is concerned with, I believe one of the storylines is very concerned with the black people of New Orleans in the 60s.
Mm.
And the other is concerned with the homosexuals of New Orleans of the 60s. And
yes.
I can't speak to the first storyline, but it makes me feel like, oh, I don't know about this. But I don't know. Maybe it's great. But I'm kind of like, I don't know. But I'll tell you what. I love the homosexual
one. Here's the thing. I think the second storyline was being written from inside the house.
I think that's true.
And I think the first storyline was written from, let's say, an outsider's perspective.
I think that may be true. The writer, of course, tragically killed himself and so did not live to his Pulitzer Prize recognition.
Or whatever it was, a Grammy. I don't know.
Or whatever. It may have been a Grammy for best verbal description of making love to a rubber glove. I think you may be right, because the observations of the party scene.
Yes. Yes.
He knows those people.
He does.
He knows those people in that scene.
Oh, he does. Oh, God. Isn't there something about
not to impugn the sexual proclivities of a dead man, but...
There's some storyline where, like, he is mistaken for gay because of his flamboyant hat. Isn't that part
of it? Oh, well, he wears the green hat with the flaps, even though it's really hot.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, he wears impractical clothing, so I guess that's what identifies him.
He wears impractical clothing, and then he wears the impractical hat, I believe, with the pirate costume. And he's also, he's selling hot dogs. And I can't, one of the hot dog customers is a homosexual. The other thing too is he eats all the hot dogs. He never sells them.
Yes.
It's a stupid detail, but like he never has hot dogs to sell because he eats them all.
Oh, his dialogue is so well written. This is the thing that's such a pleasure to watch is that he's so huffy and indignant about everything. He's so brain of Pinky and the Brain.
Or like a Frasier. Yes. Right, because he's overeducated, he's underemployed, he's probably a gay.
And like completely clueless about the people around him.
Absolutely. He has a lot of assumptions about everyone he meets, and they're wrong. And so it is a real treat to see how wrong he is about people and what happens when he interacts with them.
As Elaine Stritch once said, wrong.
Yes, it is a comical book. It is not a comic book, but it is a comical book.
It's a good one.
He has, I'm sure there are queer readings of this book because I'm now thinking about like the relationship with his mother. It really is.
It's not a
complete picture, isn't it?
No.
So he has this.
Unlike the anus, there's no mystery here.
He has this obsession with a woman that could be romantic, but it's largely he wants to prove he's smarter than her. He's like an internet man. His obsession proving he's smarter than a smart woman.
Is he ever? You're right.
A woman who is into feminism and socialism.
That's right.
And
so he's
all about trying to prove how wrong she is and how correct he is because he subscribes to like medieval monk philosophy.
You know, there's a part of me that wonders if reading it today,
yeah,
I might just be too exhausted to find some parts of it funny anymore.
He's sort of a gay MRA.
Yeah, he's an MR gay.
Exactly.
Mr. Gay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it was a hoot when I read it 20 years ago. Maybe it stinks now. But who could play him? John Candy is the only one, and he's dead.
Yeah, or Orson Welles, but he doesn't know that it's a comedy.
Oh, the Leslie Nielsen of Orson Welles.
Oh, God. Yeah, like young Leslie Nielsen? No, I don't.
No. All not right, young fine. Leslie Nielsen, Matthew. Fine. No, what I mean is that in the way that Leslie Nielsen, when he was in funny movies, never, and Police Squad, never winked to the camera.
Well, eventually he did.
He did Dracula Dead and Loving It, and he, of course, did Repossessed with Linda Hamilton. It had a theme song with Repossessed.
What?
It did. It had Gomez Adams.
What? Is that the movie that has, there's a foot that pops out of a box and he says, thank you, smelly thing?
Exactly. That's the funniest joke in the movie. And I think that may be the funniest joke in the movie. John Astin is sitting next to a box and a foot comes out and gives him a note. He says, thank you, smelly thing.
There's a joke in Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Oh, no.
Where someone says, I believe I found Dracula's schedule. Mm. And someone says, Dracula, 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 schedule.
That's a good joke, I guess.
It's a good joke.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Matthew, Dracula Dead and Loving It, not very good. Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Not very good.
Cary Elwes is a treat. Now, I don't blame him.
Look. You can't win them all.
You can't win them all.
No. What's he good at? He's not even in it. Val Kilmer is in Spy Hard?
Val Kilmer is in... Not Johnny Dangerously. That's Michael Keaton. Val Kilmer is in Top Secret.
Top Secret. That's the name of Spy Hard.
No, there was a Spy Hard.
Oh, good grief.
Matthew. And yet it was more, I think, a Top Gun parody? I'm not entirely sure about that. No.
This is very confusing.
Spy Hard. What was Spy Hard? Now I feel like Spy Hard had the Estevez boys.
So Spy Hard was a Leslie Nielsen one.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah, the cover is him holding a gun. There's a beautiful woman clinging to him.
Oh.
His pants have fallen down and he's wearing underwear with hearts on it.
Of course. Okay, so that's the Leslie Nielsen as James Bond fantasia.
It also stars Andy Griffith.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what's the one I'm thinking of with the Estevez boys, which was kind of a Top Gun takeoff. There's a part where he walks in the moonlight and we see his bum and he says, I'm going for an unmotivated butt in the moonlight walk or something like that.
He just says that?
He does say that, Matthew. What is that motion picture?
Young event? Guns?
No, that's a cowboy on a pale horse I ride.
Oh, I'm wanted. Okay. Well, I'm not familiar with that one.
Dead or alive, Matthew. Hot Shots Part 2.
Oh.
Hot Shots.
Oh,
Matthew.
I forgot about that.
The Hot Shots motion picture.
That's
event.
Got the Saddam Hussein impersonator in it.
Does it really?
Yeah. So there's this one guy who, if you look on IMDb, every single one of his credits from the 90s up until, well, a few years ago, was playing Saddam Hussein.
Oh, my goodness. Did he play him in the South Park movie?
Well, that was a cartoon.
Yes.
So I'm going to guess.
He could have been digitized like in Tron. Matthew, in Tron, you can enter the computer, and I have entered a few computers in my day.
Great.
Matthew, the computer wore tennis shoes.
Yep.
Imagine that. Imagine a computer wearing tennis shoes. How ridiculous. Disney Plus removed the Shaggy Dog.
So we were talking about this before we started recording. Disney Plus has removed a few movies. It's a very strange selection. It's the Shaggy Dog, Home Alone...
1 and 2.
1 and 2. Garfield 2, but not Garfield 1.
A Tale of Two Kitties.
It's the poster for Garfield 2 said, it's all about meow.
Oh, I thought that was Garfield 1, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's Garfield 2.
Oh my goodness.
Because I took a picture of it on my phone.
Yeah.
It was the first thing I took a picture of right after Apple activated iCloud photo saving in the cloud. So every time I scroll back to my very first picture, it's a poster for Garfield 2.
Oh my goodness, it's all about meow.
It's all about meow. So why did I bring that up?
That Disney Plus has been smuggling a schnauzer.
Yeah, who knows? They could take out the Love Guru next.
They don't have that, do they?
I don't know.
Oh.
Let's hope.
Does any streaming service have the Love Guru?
I don't know. I'd pay extra to not have it.
No, that's not true. That's not true. You would watch it. I watched it once. You watched it more than once.
I watched it on Blu-ray. I watched it one time.
We watched it more than once. Because we watched it.
We watched
it at home, and we watched it at Andy's.
I don't think we watched it at home.
We did watch it at home.
Why would we watch that movie more than once?
Because you wanted to look at it, Matthew.
I don't think I could have.
It had haunted heads. It had child bodies with Mike Myers heads
on
them.
You know, it kind of anticipated Cats.
It, in many ways, anticipated Cats.
It took Mike Myers' face and put it on a child's body in a way that's pretty upsetting.
It's quite upsetting, Matthew.
And honestly, it looks a lot like Cats.
It looks a lot like Cats, not unlike Tim Allen's remake of The Shaggy Dog, featuring Robert Downey Jr. Turning into a pollicle dog.
So we also just recently watched that. Not the whole thing, just the courtroom scene.
Yes.
James, you're like, oh, I must clarify. Objection.
We didn't watch the Shaggy Dog remake. How could you?
We watched enough of it that it stars Robert Downey Jr., Jane Curtin.
Yes.
Danny Glover.
It's quite a cast in that scene.
And that's just in the one horrible courtroom scene.
Yep.
It's troubling. Mm-hmm. Robert Downey Jr. runs on all fours.
And don't forget Tim Allen.
Oh, and Tim Allen.
America's sweetheart.
Of course. He's there too.
Yeah.
Regrettably. Oh, boy. Oh,
he runs on all fours, and yet I'm pretty sure that's a CG Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, I don't think so.
Why does he move like that then?
Because for some reason it's wire work.
Oh, my God.
So he's, to make it look like he's naturally running on all fours, they've made it look incredibly unnatural because he just seems like he's weightless and sort of pawing at the ground.
Correct.
It's really, really troubling.
Oh.
So anyway, that's the trouble with the Shaggy Dog remake.
This was the penance Robert Downey Jr. had to do to get back in Hollywood's good graces after the troubled years.
I mean, it was only like a year later that he was doing Iron Man.
Yep.
He had to
go through purgatory of the Shaggy Dog.
Yeah.
So that he could re-enter the world as the Ironed Man.
We haven't seen that yet.
The Shaggy Dog?
The Iron Man.
Oh, we saw it when it came out.
Did we?
We saw it on Gordon's television, Matthew. What was it about?
Oh, you're right. Yeah. There's a ray of light at the end.
Isn't there something
happens at a laboratory and it blasts a ray of light up into the air?
Oh, that's so many movies. I think you're thinking of the Spider-Man, though. I think you're thinking of Spider-Man 2 with Otto Octavius.
Oh, maybe.
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 There might be many of those movies end with some sort of ray of light, Matthew. Flying Madonna's ray of light. It ends with him saying, "I am Iron Man," which is why it's significant, spoilers, when he says it in a more recent motion picture.
Wait, Robert Downey Jr. saying it?
Yes.
I mean, is that a reveal when he says it?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, okay.
He tells the world.
Oh, no, but not in the first one.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. So wait, why is it significant when he says it later? I thought he came out like much later than that.
You're not thinking of the most recent motion picture event.
Endgame is the most recent one.
Correct.
And
he has a significant line at a significant time.
I am hungry.
That's the line.
He says.
Yes. You seem perplexed.
I am. I don't remember him saying anything.
The bad the bad purple man.
There is a bad purple
man. Has a line.
Yes.
And then Robert Downey Jr. has a line.
The bad purple man says something like, I don't know, I'm inevitable.
He
does something.
Say that.
Oh,
yes.
I'm inevitable? He says that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's been buried in my mind somewhere.
Somewhere.
I'm inevitable. And then Robert Downey Jr. says, I am Iron Man?
He does. And it's a moment, Matthew. It's a significant moment.
I guess.
It did not land with you,
it seems. I don't think so.
No.
I thought he was just saying that.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I thought it was like a dad joke. Oh. Hi, Inevitable. I'm Iron Man.
Oh, this is like The Graduate, another significant misread of the most meaningful moment in the 10-year saga.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that movie where everyone tells the joke about being Spartacus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe I do need to reset.
The joke, yes, the joke about being Spartacus. They're all telling a little joke.
It's all a little joke.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, maybe I do need to rewatch Iron Man because... Okay.
It's fine.
Maybe I don't.
It's fine. I mean, it's a fine movie.
I just literally remember nothing about it.
He flies around a desert. He shoots some things.
Pew, pew. Is there anything comic booky about it? Other than obviously there's an Iron Man, but... Like, I remember that movie being, like, it feeling way more grounded in reality than the comic bookiness of the future ones.
Yes. It takes a while for the MCU to get wacky.
And not even wacky. Just, like, that superheroes exist.
Well, he is at that point the only one.
I guess. I mean, it does seem like, you know, if we wanted to go back and retroactively do stuff, that somebody at some point might be like, oh, kind of like Captain America. Whatever happened to that guy?
Well, they do address that later.
Oh, okay. Yes. Do they?
Yeah.
People just don't talk about it or what?
Well, it was like 50 years ago.
I suppose. Oh, God, that's right. Of course, because his dad was involved. And...
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, like, the world knew there was a Captain America, but he kind of like just ran around for a few months during World War II and then vanished.
Sure. Sure. It's like, I don't know, he's like a little one-hit wonder.
Exactly right, Matthew. He was a lot like the crash test dummies.
Yes. Both... The phenomenon of commercials and then later an animated series for some reason.
Well, but also the, once there was this kid who went into the bathroom, but he couldn't use the bathroom, and so he went
Is this
out
Santa Claus?
To the outhouse and cried to his mother there.
Okay, that is not the association I have with Crash Test Dummies.
Then there was this girl who went into a locker and she found a door to Narnia, and inside it she had Turkish Delight coming out her ass.
Nope.
Oh, yes, Matthew. You don't know about the Crash Test Dummies.
I knew that they were a band, but... Yeah.
You've never heard their ditty.
I don't think that's what they sound like.
Matthew.
Okay, you know why? Because in my head, it's like Lorenzo music.
What?
It's like the voices from the cartoon.
Oh, I thought you meant like this was a Garfield connection.
Yes. The Crash Test Dummies starring Garfield. It's all about meow.
All right, well, I want you to listen to the song and narrate.
Okay.
And so you have a headphone, sir. I want you to look up Crash Test Dummies and then just the letter M. Type that a lot, like mmm.
What?
Yeah.
Was it like, do they have like a cooking show? Oh my God, it's auto-completing.
Yeah, it's mmm.
Mmm.
And I want you to listen to this song, and I want you to live tweet with your mouth your thoughts on it. Because this is a song you haven't heard. There's also a music video, so you can tell the world what you're seeing in the music video.
All right, let me. I had to take the headphones out of the recording device, so
it'll be fine.
It's not gonna lose my place or anything.
You'll be fine.
Okay, so it's a screenshot. The thumbnail is of a man just like hollering. He looks like the cover of a fantasy novel. He's just screaming at us.
He's screaming at you. It's like Conan.
Oh, it's in stereo.
Great.
There's a little midget handing out.
We don't call them
programs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little man handing out programs.
That's right.
And the new YouTube Music app is here.
Oh wait, that's not even part of the video.
No. That was how the video starts, but then it interrupted. Okay, we got a classic guitar situation. Perhaps it is Charo. We're looking at a little stage. Perhaps it is Young Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we have a twink with Tom Waits' voice. Okay, and they're putting on a school play.
Yes.
Wallace Shawn's in the audience, and there's some sort of power dynamic happening here.
What's the power dynamic?
The car crash. There's a good little moment where like birds are tweeting around someone's head. Or maybe they're just rocks. I'm not sure.
It wasn't a rock.
Okay, so the crash test dummy, I was mistaken. He's not a twink.
No.
He's a potato.
What?
Is that the guy from Nirvana in the band?
Oh, I don't think so.
Dave Grohl's? Is that a man?
Yeah, it is. I don't think Dave Grohl is in this music video.
He was in the band playing the guitar.
I mean, he could be.
Now we've got a Hermione Granger backstage, and a bunch of private investigators are chasing her into a graveyard.
Uh-huh.
I feel like this music doesn't match what I'm seeing on
stage.
Well,
what is the music? What do you think of the music?
Oh, the music. It's just like, it's a very deep baritone voice.
Mm-hmm.
Just whining.
Tell me more about that.
Like, I feel like he's just complaining about nothing.
That was the 90s, wasn't it?
I guess it was. You're right. Just describe the whole genre.
Mm.
Looks like he's got some blonde lady playing the piano.
Uh-huh.
But now he's just humming.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even know the words to his own song.
He ran out of words. That's the problem.
Ugh. Like, I feel like he's just... So there's a complaining tone to his voice.
Uh-huh.
There's people arriving late to the play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're the worst. They won't be seated.
At the school play. These sets look kind of like Ben and Arthur.
Do you mean the ones in the play?
I feel like, what does this voice go with?
What does it go with?
This voice would be like the voice of like a root vegetable in VeggieTales.
Which one? Do you have a favorite root vegetable?
Probably a turnip.
A turnip? This is the turnip? And what is he singing about?
He couldn't quite explain it.
Uh-huh.
The hallway's just another butt.
Uh-huh. That's true.
The butt is a hallway.
It is.
Oh, he's giving you the face, James.
What
okay.
Face?
So this little former twink,
yeah.
He has long hair or a wig.
Or a wig. It's probably a wig, let's say.
They all have long hair as a thing, except one man who seems to be balding, and so
they all have wigs.
I think they all took his hair.
Oh, they all took the balding man.
He's not singing about anything as a thing. He's just like muttering.
What do you mean? Tell me about this song.
Couldn't quite explain it.
Yeah.
The lemon sauce is nothing.
The lemon sauce is nothing.
Now they're just awing. They're going. They're just clapping. Julia Child's in the audience.
Is she?
There's an angry man with a mustache who, like, I don't know if he was supposed to be cast in the child play.
Maybe.
Because he looks like he's mad that that's not him up there.
One would be. It should be me. Dick Dastardly.
Is the song about, like, a bad dad? It seems like there's a bad dad in the audience.
It might be a bad dad.
Oh, someone just peeked through the curtains.
Peek-a-boo.
Oh, nothing's been resolved. They left the band behind. The band's still playing, and everybody just left the theater.
Did they? Oh, my goodness. That's rude.
It's not a good song.
Oh. Everyone just walked out on it? Like when people walked out on Cats?
This song is called Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
They named it after the humming?
Yeah, it's a real hit, Matthew. This was a hit. Aired constantly on MTV.
Okay, now it's making noise at me about
Total Request Live.
Getting a website or something.
Oh my goodness. With Simon Rex, who also did some solo gay porn.
So, oh really?
Oh, that was, yes, what a thrill in high school to know that Simon Rex had done a little, you could find him, give himself a little inka-dinka-doo.
It sounds like a dog's name.
It kind of does. I wonder what happened to him. I probably shouldn't look that up, Matthew.
No, sometimes it's not so good.
Sometimes it's not so good. He had a lot of abs, like more than a normal person.
What?
He had an enormous number of abs.
Okay, so when I look at this guy...
Simon Rex from The Grind, I think.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Matthew, he had a lot of abs.
Wait, he wasn't the guy from Crash Test Dummies?
No, Simon Rex?
Yeah.
I mean, he would be an interesting addition.
I thought that's who we're talking about.
Oh, no, his abs I can't vouch for.
Oh, what?
What?
Oh, his abs kind of like wrap around to the other side.
Isn't it like he has more abs than he should?
He's
abs normal.
Oh, boy. So I feel like part of this is that he's wearing his, also known as Dirt Nasty.
That's good. That's very good. Wait, Dirt or Dirk?
Dirt.
I love Dirt Nasty.
It's not even trying.
Oh, my goodness, Matthew.
Okay, so...
Remember that classic line in Brokeback Mountain? Jack Twist, Jack Nasty.
Wait a minute. Is this somebody else?
Okay.
Simon Rex on American Ninja Warrior?
That might be somebody else. But try Simon Rex MTV. I mean, he might be a ninja now. I don't know. He'd be in his like mid-40s, so I don't know what this ninja looks like.
No, I think that's him.
Okay. Maybe he's a ninja now.
Yeah. I think... I see him. I see him. He's interviewing a basketball man, like back in the olden days. Simon Rex, born 1974, also known as Dirt Nasty.
Dirt Nasty.
Actor, rapper, comedian, model.
Yeah, some of those are true.
He developed a rap persona, Dirt Nasty, and several albums co-founded with 3 Loko.
Uh-huh. That was before 4 Loko.
I guess.
Really hit.
He's blah, 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 blah. 3 Club, 1821 pornographic films. Young.
Wait. How many pornographic films?
3.
Oh, I thought you said 3821, and it was like, is this a code?
3 Club 1821 pornographic films.
Oh, okay. Wait, Club 1821? Was it for like...
I think they're all between 18 and 21.
Oh, it's not pre-Victorian.
Disney... What?
Like 1821.
Oh.
You know, like...
Yeah.
Not even Dickensian yet. What era was that? Anyway.
Young, Hard, and Solo number 2.
Young, Hard, and Solo.
Young, Hard, and Solo number 3.
Okay.
And Hot Sessions 3.
Well, he had a lot to offer. He had a lot of abs.
Mm.
He had a penis. And he was stupid.
He was on Felicity.
Oh, my goodness.
And almost all the Scary Movies.
Oh.
And rap, blah, 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 blah. Produced and was featured in the hit song My Dick.
What?
That's what it says.
What is that song?
Is
it as good as mm-mm-mm-mm?
Produced was featured in the group's hit song, My Dick, performed by the Dyslexic Speed Readers.
What is this world with Dirt Nasty singing My Dick with the Dyslexic Speed Readers?
Blah, 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 blah. Debut album included the songs 1980, Cracker Ass Fantastic, and Dropping Names.
Okay.
Followed by 2011's Nasty As I Wanna Be.
Mm-hmm. Nasty As I Wanna Be.
Isn't that already something?
I thought it was. But maybe it's from him.
And let's see, most recent work, he's in...
He's a ninja.
He's in a lot of movies, actually.
Oh?
Oh, boy. Mm. They don't sound good.
No?
He was in Scary Movie 5.
Sure.
Student Bodies, remember that one?
Kind of.
Halloween. Blue and Green, Two Shorts Boombox, Avengers of Justice Farce Wars.
Okay.
And he was on Baywatch.
Okay. Now that's good casting.
Mm.
'Cause he gets to take his clothes off.
And he was in a music video for Worldwide Lamper starring Cool Keith.
Okay.
So I guess he's still doing stuff.
Great. And he's a ninja, you said?
I guess he was an American Ninja Warrior at some point.
Well, I approve of him being a ninja.
Yeah. Good for him. He's still got the abs, I guess.
Does he? Did you even find the abs?
Oh, God. Yeah, sorry. Wait, I found modern abs is the weird thing.
Oh, okay, so he's still got them?
Holy shit. Still got some abs.
That's,
well,
I mean...
Well, he's 45. He's not like on death's door.
Look, I'll tell you what. I'm almost there, and it's not a happy ride.
Okay. Hold on. Simon Rex shirtless. Oh, yeah. Dirt Nasty shows off
Dirt
his abs.
Nasty. He loves to. It's his favorite thing.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
At this point in his life,
yeah.
I don't know that the abs are what they once were.
Mm.
Oh, is he this one with what the one? Cowboy hat here?
That seems accurate.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So his abs just kind of like, It seems like they're all having a contest to see who can get to the front first.
He has a lot of them, is the thing. It's just there's so much abs.
There is a lot of abs.
Did you do like Simon Rex MTV? Because that was really the
unfortunately,
that was the heyday.
That's only showing him with clothes on.
He used to take his shirt off all the time.
Yeah, I looked up Simon Rex, but it's all like then and now comparison on red carpets.
Got it. Okay.
And like him talking to, oh my goodness, Reese Witherspoon.
Sure.
In like, this must have been like 98.
Is this like Legally Blonde or, that would be pre-Legally Blonde, right?
Well, 98 would be, I mean, I'm just like looking at the fashions here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely 98. Yes, so it certainly is.
We've got him wearing a dress shirt, a short sleeve dress shirt.
Yeah.
But it's not entirely short sleeve because it's seven sizes too big.
Yeah.
Extremely shiny.
Yeah. Now, I couldn't tell. Was the shininess like a vest atop the shirt?
No, the shirt itself is just extremely shiny.
Okay. I see.
We've got Reese Witherspoon.
Yes.
She's got a lot of powder on her face. Mm-hmm. She looks like she's trying to do like adult Wednesday Adams.
Oh, like going for a Gotharita look.
Very dark red lipstick. And her hair is doing that thing when, I don't know how to describe this from the late 90s. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different chunks of it.
Oh, sure.
And it seems like some of the chunks want to go left and some of them want to go right. Mm-hmm. And they're not quite organized enough to like braid each other, but they're just kind of doing like, well, I want to go that way. Well, I want to go this way. Well, you go this way and I'll go that way and we'll meet on the other side of the head.
You take the high road and I'll take the low road and we'll meet at the Lilith Fair.
And there's all different strands of color in there.
Indeed, yeah. Matthew.
Okay, so that's Simon Rex, and I still haven't seen his body.
I could have sworn, was he on a program like called The Grind or something? No, that was with the other one. Oh, there was the other boy who took his shirt off a lot who was on The Grind with Eric Nice. That's who that one was.
So here's the thing, is like most of what I'm finding of him is his body seems to have sort of averaged out. And like the ab situation just seems completely normal.
So, sure.
Yeah, like there's young him, but where the abs are just like, it looks like lemmings falling over a cliff.
Yeah.
But then modern him, just they all seem to have found their way into place.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, good for him.
Fine, I guess.
Yeah. I see.
So that was your childhood hunk throb?
Oh, I mean, I don't know if that's the case. He was just an object of fascination because he had done the gay porns. And they were not impossible to find in the early internet.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to think back to who would have been of interest to me at that time. Gosh, like, were there celebrities that I was, like, excited for when I was in high school? I can't think of anyone.
None at all?
There surely must have been some.
Wesley Crusher?
No.
No?
Not really my type, I'm afraid.
Oh.
You know, I think it was mostly my friends that I just had crushes on.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like,
now here's
pretty
Eric,
boys of the 90s.
Eric from The Grind. You didn't watch MTV. You don't know about The Grind.
Oh, sure. Okay, so this is a little bit more, like, I don't think I knew anybody's name.
Mm-hmm.
But if I saw a body like this, I'd be like, oh, no, what's happening?
Oh, my goodness.
Here's who it was.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name from Zap Brannigan? Nope.
That was not. I mean, it could have been Zap Brannigan,
not
I suppose.
Futurama. No, the guy from
Phil Hartman.
Don Bluth game. Space.
Oh.
Spaced?
Nope. What's
it's
her
not
name?
Space Jam.
It's not Space Jam, although I bet you had some interest in Space Jam.
No, wait. What's his name? So there's Dungeon Man.
There's
the dungeon one. Dragon's Lair.
That's a Dragon's Lair, starring Dirk the Daring.
And then there's the space one.
There's Space Boy.
Dun, 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 where he flies a spaceship. I'll save you. He like yells out at the beginning. I'll save you, Kelly?
It's something.
The girl's name is
like
Kelly?
Tiffany or something.
Tiffany.
Yeah. I don't know that it's Tiffany, but.
And then there's the Infanto Ray.
Yes.
What's his name though? It's like Buck Manhands.
I don't know that it's Buck Manhands. It's That's a good name, like though. That. Buck
it's,
Manhands.
It's like...
What's his name?
Braff.
He's close to that. Yeah.
Braff. Brash. Braff? Braff. Dick Braff?
Yup. Dick Braff. That's a good name, Dick, Matthew. It's up there with Dirt Nasty.
Dirt Nasty. What a name, Dirt Nasty. How dare you?
Dirt Nasty. It's Simon Rex.
There's no making fun of somebody once that's their name.
Dirt, it's
You're
true.
You're not going to turn that into something else. Mm. What's his name? Cockhound?
It's not Cockhound.
Jesus.
That would have been very bold.
Yes.
Spacey starring Cockhound. What?
You just said the name of the game.
Oh, I thought you were looking for the name of the man.
I am, but I'm also looking for the name of the game.
Oh, well.
Space Ace.
Yeah.
Starring, that doesn't help at all.
No.
Starring Braffamy?
It's not Braffamy.
Braffamy. Alabraff? Alakadabraff?
Alakadabraff, yes.
No, there's a Braff in there, right?
I don't think there's a Braff.
Bruff?
Bruff. Like a dog? Bruff.
What dog says bruff?
Matthew.
It's a dog in a frat.
Dogs in, yes. Dogs in Holland fraternities say bruff.
Bruff. No, bruff. Is it
bruff?
Barf. Barf. The bad guy's name is Barf.
It's close. It's not that, though.
Bart?
I thought it was Borf, but.
Maybe you're right.
Now
okay,
I'm confused.
So there's a borf.
I think there's a borf.
That's what dogs say when they're underwater.
That's what Belgian dogs say underwater.
Borf?
Yep. Borf?
Borf. Okay.
Borf? Borf.
Okay. So wait, but his name, Zach?
Is there something like that?
I think there's a... You don't know?
Well, I think you're just now trying to arrive at Zach Braff, who is a human.
Oh!
Yeah.
That is the 90s-est name I've ever heard.
It is. That's why he faded away after that.
After he lost his powers.
After he lost his powers to Natalie Portman.
I guess. She'll suck him out of you.
That's what she does.
That's what she does in all her roles.
Matthew. That's it. She disguises herself as her handmaiden.
What's she been up to lately?
Oh, she was in that movie with the Sphere of Annihilation, wasn't she?
What?
She was in the movie where the, like, another dimension's Sphere? Coming to kiss you? No.
Another dimension's coming to kiss you.
Yeah. Or something like that.
Dimension's gonna kiss you. Wait.
No, she was in the... I think she was in the motion picture event.
Planet?
Not the fifth planet. The fifth planet? What is that?
It's the one with the space mouse.
The space mouse?
Yeah. And also the werewolf.
No,
Valerium.
We saw that, and we also saw Jupiter Rising.
Jupiter Rising.
We saw those. They didn't have Natalie Portman.
Didn't they? One of them must have.
I mean, it seems like one she'd be in.
No, I guess you're right, because there's that weird kind of like French. It's like...
Oh, the French champagne.
It's got the French champagne. No, it's got like the semi-Barbarella.
Semi, but not enough. It needs the full
treatment. You're right. She's in The Planet's Gonna Kiss You.
She's in The Sphere of Annihilation.
The Sphere of Annihilation.
Yes.
The egg?
No.
Twitter says that I'm interested in egg.
I know. It's one of your many interests.
Well, I looked
egg.
At what it's identified as my interest. Egg was on the list.
Now
what does it mean?
Now you're interested in
James,
egg.
James, my concern
yes.
is, does it mean that I want to eat an egg?
Yeah.
Does it mean that I'm going to lay an egg?
It might.
And it was it wasn't eggs.
No.
It was one particular egg. Is there one egg. Particular egg that I should be interested in?
You're interested in egg.
There's...
Matthew. And didn't some people have egg on their list more than once?
Yes.
Did you?
No, oh. No. There were other things that I had on my list. There's like something like, I don't know, like yummy and yummy food or whatever.
You're interested in yummy.
Okay, well, here's why yummy's on my mind.
Yeah.
So people. Whoa! Yeah.
Why is yummy on the mind?
Why is mummy on the mind?
Yummy mummy. It's the greatest. It's not. Count Chocula is the best monster cereal.
So look.
Yes.
What's the name of that twerp?
What?
The music twerp with the little face.
There's...
Justin Hawkins.
Okay, I'm going to need more detail.
He's the lead singer of The Darkness.
What?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, okay. Music twerp.
Yeah, he released a new song.
Yeah.
It's called Yummy.
No, he didn't.
He did.
What?
And so there's a couple weird things about it. One is that it's just a terrible song.
Yeah.
It's like, yummy, I like yummies, I got yummies, give me yummies, have some yummies, here's some yummies, I want yummies.
That's a pretty good song.
It's... So it's like that. I guess the crash test dummies could have wrote it.
Yummy, yummy, it's yummy in my tummy.
Uh-huh. And so the other weird thing is his face gets all stretched in it.
What?
It's really weird.
Like Mario at the beginning of Mario 64?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It's super subtle. It only happens in like one or two shots, mm-hmm. which is what makes it extra weird.
Huh.
But like his face just like smears down onto his body.
Oh.
It's so weird. And there's no reason for it to happen.
I feel like, was it Missy Elliott who did that? Where she had a video where like every so often she'd just like very suddenly expand?
I think you're right.
I feel like she would like inflate really quickly and then but go back to normal.
Yes, yes. I want to say she was wearing one of those trash bag outfits.
Well, that was, now she has pointed out, that was a very expensive outfit, Matthew. That was not a trash bag.
Well, look, I know how you can steal her look.
Yes, we all love trash, like Oscar the Grouch, man.
I thought you were going to say like Oscar Wilde. He really does sound like he's meditating. Wait, I was going to say something about Oscar Wilde. Oscar Wilde's friend. Letters from Oscar Wilde's friend have been discovered.
What friend? The Yummy Mummy?
He used to be super famous, and now he's not. And
who, Oscar Wilde?
No, his friend. Oh. And I don't remember his name, but in the late 1800s, he did a lot of writing about how noble it was to be queer, and that the ancient Greeks or Romans or whoever it was
sure. They loved it. Yeah.
They found it respectable, and so should we as a modern 1800 society.
Mm-hmm.
And so he influenced Oscar Wilde, it is believed, and some of his letters were thought lost, and then they just popped up. Somebody was looking for handwriting samples of his for some reason.
Oh, to forge some documents, maybe.
I don't know.
Part of a national treasure.
They're probably trying to authenticate something, and it was some scholar, and they were looking at like a rare book dealer's website, and they saw the letter and they're like, oh goodness gracious, I'm sorry about that, the batteries ran out on the recorder in the middle of a story. Anyway, the long version of the story is that they found some letters from this 18th century queer activist, and congratulations, now we've got this nice little new insight into what that world was.
What was that world?
Not so good from the sound of things.
Oh, what happened?
People did not respect the gays, basically.
Why not?
The complaint.
They didn't have Lady Gaga.
Okay, we should probably talk about, I was going to say we should talk about Model Land, but we should also just say a few words about The Witcher.
Sure, although, I mean, we're not done yet, so we could always wait until we're done. If we're running long, we're probably running long. Witcher's good. You should watch The Witcher.
The Witcher's good. You should watch The Witcher. I'm enjoying it very much. I don't usually like that kind of thing, but it's good. Also, before we get into
Modeland, got a little twink.
Does it? Oh, you're right. Yeah, well, I guess.
Is he a twink? What is he?
I would consider him,
a twunk? Is he a twerp? What is he?
I think so. So before we can talk about Modeland, I first need to show you this picture that Joanne sent us.
Joanne.
Yes, of from left to right, zippers, buttons, and diesel.
What are they? Oh my! Are these ponies? Are these fully grown, or is this?
So I.
Oh
think,
my goodness!
I'm not sure, actually.
What are these beasts? Zippers, think, buttons, and what was the other?
Zippers, buttons, and diesel. I think diesel. Zippers is a pony.
Pony.
Buttons, I'm not sure. Diesel definitely looks like a horse to me.
Oh, I see. It's just I don't understand depth, so I thought everything in this picture was exactly the same size.
Yes.
Now, these are fine beasts.
Yes.
And I like to look at them.
Yes.
Matthew, I like seeing these creatures.
Good, so do I.
Okay.
I think they're great.
Zippers or zipper?
Zippers, buttons.
And diesel. Let me look at them again. I shall look upon them.
There they are, some horses.
Oh,
listeners,
goodness.
If you have pictures of animals, please send them to me immediately.
Photogenic animals. I like these. I like their hairdos.
Yes.
Matthew, these beasts have hairdos.
I like that Zippers is clearly moving around too much to be captured on film.
Indeed. Except for one hoof.
Except for one hoof.
Perfect focus.
Very
My
sharp
goodness.
Focused hoof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zippers cannot be contained by the naked eye.
They've got some, there's some very shaggy hair going on that I appreciate.
I like the shaggy hair.
The person with shaggy hair myself now.
Oh my goodness. And yes, the Diesel is a much larger beast, it seems, Matthew. Perhaps more placid. I like that it looks a little bit like the neighbor from Home Improvement. Speaking of Tim Allen, it's popping up over the fence to give us advice.
And stick the tongue way out.
The neighbor did do that.
The neighbor did do that. Okay, let's dive into Modeland and talk about Tyra. While the Kindle is getting booted up, because for some reason reading a book needs a loading screen.
Yes.
I should mention that there's some Modeland news. Not very much.
Oh.
But it was brought to my attention that on Backstage.com.
Backstage.
A casting notice has been posted for cast members.
Oh.
Of the for the Modeland store.
The Modeland, yes.
And they are, as you could expect, baffling, and it's hard to say exactly why they're called what they are.
Yes.
Let's see, I'm trying to call those up now as well. Because they're real weird. So Tyra's leaning into this Upricksing thing.
Yeah, so X is now her her thing. She's replacing S's with X's because she's X-ing out expectations around beauty.
Mm. So she started tagging stuff on Instagram with Upricksing, yes. But obviously it's supposed to be pronounced Uprising, but it's right. Just an X.
And but it's an X.
It doesn't work.
But you're supposed to still say Uprising, I think. But then tell people it's, but you know, Uprising spelled with an X.
It even specifies in this casting notice that it's pronounced Uprising.
Yes, correct.
So I don't think it's open yet.
Okay.
Modeland.
No.
Because they are seeking a sympathizer.
Yes.
Which is basically a oriented. Oh, God, it's covered up with an ad for bonobos now.
the pants, I assume, not the ape.
Yep, the ape.
An ad for apes.
Have you considered apes?
I have. Please, give me one.
Sympathizer, a Modeland orientation leader, tall, flamboyant, full of energy and mystery, beautiful and well-spoken.
Okay.
Tall, flamboyant, and full of mystery and energy.
Yeah. Who would you cast, Matthew? Let's do some fan casting.
Tall, flamboyant.
Yeah.
Mika?
Beautiful and full of mystery. Is Mika tall?
I think so.
Flamboyant, sure. That I don't know. Full of mystery.
I think he could be mysterious. He sang a song about Grace Jones?
No. Yep.
Grace Kelly.
Imagine, though, if he had sung it about Grace Jones.
That would be pretty good, too. I would like that. That's who I'd cast. Somebody tall, flamboyant, full of energy and mystery.
Okay.
Grace Jones.
Okay, so Grace Jones is going to be the sympathizer.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Age is not specific. Applicant should look 18 to 23.
Well, she looks very good.
She looks very good.
She does look very good.
I don't know. How old do you think Grace Jones is?
I don't care to speculate.
I'm going to guess 62.
Okay. I will just say she looks 18 to 23.
Great.
So Grace Jones wearing an 18 to 23-year-old mask.
Yes. It just
Club
says
1821.
That. Oh, God. Yeah, I guess I'd cast... What was his name?
Simon Rex.
Oh, that's it. I was going to say Rex Harrison.
Cast Rex Harrison as Simon Rex.
Or Rex Reed.
Myra Breckinridge returns. Herself.
Yes. Gosh, I don't know. Like young Ian McKellen?
Okay, well... People who live.
I mean, geez, I don't know. I was going to say that kid from Game of Thrones who can see the future, who they carry on a...
Oh, he's not tall or he's beautiful. Not,
no, you're right,
I mean, bless his heart, he's not bad. He's not even that mysterious.
No, not the Bran kid.
Oh, okay.
The other one who dies in the skeleton attack.
Oh, he's okay.
Jojen, that's his name.
Did he die in the skeleton?
I thought he did.
I don't know.
Anyway. I don't know. Tall, flamboyant, full of energy and mystery.
With energy and mystery.
That's the tough part.
Jim Carrey. He's full of energy.
He is
tall and flamboyant.
Maybe that's enough.
Martin Short.
Yes. He's...
The beautiful... It's Martin Short.
Short is literally his name.
Opposite of tall.
Okay, they're also seeking avant-garde/PE assistance.
Okay.
Imagine.
Avant-garde/PE.
Imagine. Yeah. So, full of energy, great dancers, assist PE teacher with a simple dance class.
With a simple dance class.
What is even happening at this place?
So who is this going to be, Matthew? Who do you cast here? Skimbleshanks.
Honestly,
Skimbleshanks, the railway cat.
This one doesn't have an age limitation on it.
Mm. Not the actor,
but the actual cat.
The cat.
Yeah, I think the cast of Cats.
Skimbleshanks, the James, railway cat.
If there was a Cats attraction,
yeah,
and everyone is like in those suits,
yeah.
And then they're also seeking a cash caliente.
No!
Yes?
No, they're not.
Energetic, fabulous, friendly, eccentric, excellent improv skills. They direct photo shoots.
Why are they called cash caliente?
I don't know.
So that's warm cash, right? Or hot cash?
Hot cash.
Well, I assume they'd be working the register. Why are they taking photos?
I don't know. Must have been headshot and resume. Must be available for auditions January 10th. Dance or movement provided. Dance or movement provided sides. Light improv.
Wait, the fuck do they do? What's a cash caliente?
He directs photo shoots.
Directs photo shoots.
I think it's going to be like the guy at a photo shoot who's like, yes, just like that. Uh-huh. Ooh, pose for me. Ooh, ah. I've been that person.
Matthew?
Yes.
Titus Burris.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be pretty good.
Is that, did I say his name right?
I don't know, but I know who you mean.
Okay. I want him to be the cash caliente. Absolutely.
Yep, that would work. And they're also seeking an uprixer.
Okay.
All genders, 18 to 25. Mm-hmm. Uprixers represent a group who rebel against the norm of beauty standards. They are part of a revolution focused on inclusion of everyone.
Uh-huh.
They are shorter, unique beauty, atypical features or traits.
Okay. It's going to be hot people who are slightly shorter than the rest.
Hot people who are slightly short.
Yep.
Weirdly, some of them have... Some of the things do specify what size you need to be. Uh-huh. This one doesn't.
Okay.
Sympathizers must be over 5'8".
Uh-huh.
Cash Caliente doesn't have a height thing. Mm-hmm. An avant-garde must be between 5'4 and 6'3".
That's quite a range.
An uprixer must be... It is. Shorter.
Uh-huh.
But...
Shorter than 5'4". Okay, great.
It's me. Must be available to work weekdays, nights, weekends, and holidays.
Great. Oh, what a thrill to be an uprixer. Who do you cast as an uprixer?
I don't know who's young anymore. The cast of Glee?
Bustopher Jones.
Bustopher Jones. He's unexpected.
He comes out.
Unconventional beauty.
Bustopher Jones, I've got a house full of bones of my victims I kill in the night. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. I make a new body. It is my new hobby. I don't know if it's wrong or right. Boom, boom.
Chapter 35
of Modelland. Of Modelland.
Deco is the title.
Deco.
So, I think I was telling you, this is the chapter that made me feel like I was just going insane.
Well, this one did it.
So, it opens.
Mm-hmm.
After the Zarpessa meltdown
yes.
of the previous chapter,
mm-hmm.
Dylan says she's probably still in the feds, given a Zarpessa madwoman of Modelland performance. I bet they put her mean butt in some wild animal restraints. What I wouldn't give for a cara picture of that. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Oh, I hope that these are the scripts the people at the Modelland store have to read.
Sides provided.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. So Dr. Erica had wrenched open the refrigerator and pulled out Zarpessa. Bravo's... Oh, and then there's a tapping on their window.
Yeah.
Bravo standing in the bushes.
Yeah. This conceit of people coming out of the bushes, I remember this being a thing as the book goes on. People just come out of bushes.
Yes. So Bravo wants to talk to her.
Uh-huh.
But boys are not allowed in the D.
I mean, wow.
It literally says that.
Yes.
Girl, you know we're not allowed to have boys in the D. Oh, and then she goes on.
Yeah.
If I might add to that, especially not fine, sexy tenders like Bravo.
Mm.
Chicken tenders?
Maybe. Keep them out of the D.
So Tookie goes and talks to him.
Uh-huh.
I guess, did he climb in? I thought he was standing outside the whole time. So he's definitely standing outside.
Uh-huh.
He's talking through the glass. His voice is muffled through the glass.
Yes.
He's wearing, once again, Tyra really shines when she has to describe a costume.
Uh-huh.
Spit-polished boots, a uniform similar to Bestosterone everyday wear, but made of finer material, cape-like coat with padded shoulders, 6 pockets running up the front.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I'm getting kind of a picture.
Sure.
It says Tookie opened the window so he could climb in.
Okay.
So he is in.
He's in. He made it.
So... All the friends disappeared from the bedroom, giggling.
Mm-hmm.
For a moment, I thought they all disappeared under a bed.
Sure. They just sink into the floor and vanish.
Uh-huh. I mean, why not?
Why
That's
not?
Happened before
No, that
in this
has
book.
Happened, yes. Like Ghost Dad, you can sink into carpets.
So, she starts the conversation by saying, you're following me, aren't you? I mean, he did just literally pop up at her window to speak to her. Mm-hmm. So at some point, he must have followed her there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to, like, how you could just assume that. Like, and it makes me feel like there's another book happening that we haven't been reading where he is following her.
Maybe.
Around?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I saw you outside the boat 3 times in 1 week.
So he has been following her, yes.
Yes.
And here's the thing that I know a lot of young adult fiction gets criticized for is we have here this mediocre girl who once again, like the hottest guy in this story's universe, is just obsessed with stalking.
Yes.
Like much like Twilight, like she's just, they make it so clear she's ordinary girl with nothing special about her. In fact, maybe a little weird. And yet, the hottest guy in the world just can't stop following her.
Well, what a fantasy.
I mean, I get the fantasy, but it's just like, I don't know. Knock it off.
He says, I hurt my hand during a photo shoot on the roof, and I came here today because I needed to have my thumb sucked.
Yeah, remember that tender moment?
James.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to approach you romantically from now on. I need to have my thumb sucked.
Oh, goodness. Goo goo.
They were silent for a moment. As you would be. let's see. She's like, but what do you really know about me? He's like, you're always hungry.
That's true.
You appreciate things that aren't conventional. Blah, blah, blah. He wants to talk about the heart that she wears.
Oh.
I think. Or no, the flower.
The flower.
The flower. And he's like, it's on top of my heart. And I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like,
it's got old whipped cream in it.
Your heart, since when has my body become yours?
Yes.
So he's talking about her heart like it's his.
Yes.
Totally did not understand that until she made it clear.
Yeah, it's, I guess, romantic to just claim a woman's body as your own?
Yeah, well, after your thumb's been sucked.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you're a good girl. I respect it. Just wishful thinking. The wanting your heart thing. Mm-hmm. Creepy. Creepy, creepy, creepy.
It is. Maybe he wants to eat it.
So she's like, oh, you're so perfect, but I'm so flawed, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
You're different, he says. I want to tell you a story. And he tells this long story about how he was always a beautiful child.
Yep.
And people didn't respect his ideas about architecture.
Yep.
And they just wanted to look at how beautiful his face is.
Uh-huh. Sounds rough.
As a child, let's see, the composer invited, his name is Deco. The composer, he meets a composer at a music festival.
Uh-huh.
The composer convinced Deco's parents to allow him to compose a whole symphony dedicated to Deco's face. Throw that man in jail.
Sure.
So then he started getting attention for being pretty, and he would have architectural ideas, but nobody would listen to him, and they just wanted to talk about his face.
So here's the thing that, like, I don't know if Tyra realizes this or not, that if you are really hot, people will listen to whatever you want to talk about, and no matter, even if you're bad at it, they will let you do it. So if you're real hot and you want to talk about architecture, they will just let you talk about it and say, oh, wow. And if you say, I want to design a building, they'll let you, even if you don't know how to design a building, because you're hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like this thing of like, no. We only want to talk about how beautiful you are. No, if you're hot, you can talk about whatever the fuck you want, and people will pretend to be interested.
Here's what I think might be going on here, is Tyra might feel like that's happened to her, because at some point people just had to walk away from her bullshit, her nonsense. She's like, oh, they don't want to listen to me because they just think I'm a face to look at, but I have ideas.
But this plight of like beautiful people just want to talk about how beautiful they are. No, they pretend to listen to whatever they want to talk about.
Yeah. So she stares into his caramel eyes and remembers what it's like to be an outsider or something.
What?
I don't know. And then he's like, I don't want anybody else to have you. I guess you can say I'm selfish. I want you all to myself. Your first time should be special and tender, and it should be with me.
Yeah, it escalated very quickly, didn't it?
I mean, he comes off like Anakin here.
Yep.
So she's like, that's awfully bold of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting to know you. You're claiming my first time? And he says, yes, Tookie, your first time, your first kiss.
Uh-huh.
So, blah, 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 kiss, kiss, kiss.
Mm.
Let's see. Oh, and then he says that he wants to kiss her for the first time at some like special event at the stadium.
Yes.
Now, here's where things get kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
There's some special event happening at the stadium tomorrow, I guess.
Yes.
And he mentions that they built a secret escape zip-zap,
because
that's what they're called here.
Yes.
Hidden under the stadium that'll get them out of Modeland.
Now, why did he do that? For plot reasons, right? Like, why did he invent or invent? Why did he build an escape route? Okay.
So it's happening after the man attack.
Yes, man attack. And I've often wondered, is that a pun? Is that a play on words?
Manatee?
Man attack. I think...
Banana phone?
I think they do explain it when we get to the man attack.
All right.
But whatever the explanation is has never stuck with me because it's... So it's basically, it's the models against the Bestosteros in like a battle of beauty skills. And I don't know why it's called Man Attack. Maybe it's just because men are the opponents?
So this is their chance to escape. And so Tookie started to make plans. She's like, oh, but maybe could you show me where it is ahead of time?
Yeah.
She's using him.
She is. Oh,
now it's actually kind of interesting.
Maybe.
Well, it definitely is because then Ciel enters.
Oh, yes.
She screams, what in the hell is a Bestostero doing in here?
Uh-huh.
Get out. Do you know what happens to girls like you who break the rules? Do you know how much I want to kill you right now?
Uh-huh.
Imagine a teacher yelling that.
So Ciel is one of two Tyra stand-ins. Mm. And I can absolutely picture, well, if Tyra was in charge of a school, her being like, do you know how much I want to kill you right now?
Ciel, and now here is where Tyra shines again.
Mm-hmm.
There's some real horror coming up.
Yep.
Ciel raised her arms in the air, and fabric covered in fire shot from her fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone screamed. Ciel advanced toward Tookie and Bravo, her shape shifting and twisting with the power of chameleone.
Mm-hmm.
Her face morphed from a mixture of gineros and applauses to a gory combination of chastes and zarpessas. It then shifted into a mishmash of Dylan's, Piper's, Shiraz's, and Tookie's faces, her skin melting, her tendons popping, her eyes blazing bloody red. Steam puffed from her nostrils. Okay, that's a little silly. Steam puffed from her nostrils. She bared sharpened teeth and extended her hands toward them, her razor blade claws extended.
Mm-hmm.
Tyra just needs to be writing horror.
Yes, that is much better than the romance stuff.
Yeah. So Tookie thinks she's going to kill us, and then Persimmon interrupts them.
Mm-hmm.
I forget who the fuck that is.
That's the Manicant, right?
Sure, why not? And she pulls Ciel away, and as she's going, Ciel points at her with long and pointy talons. I should just burn you alive, she hissed. And Tookie thinks, over my dead body.
Which it would be true.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah.
So there we are on Model Land. And the next chapter is, I don't know, something stupid. Let me see. It's chapter 36. Yep, All Hail Queen Creamy.
Oh, good, though. It's a creamy chapter.
Yeah, I'm glad it's a... I'm looking forward to the creamy chapter.
Oh, the creamy...
creamy
the
chapter.
Creamy storyline is very strong.
The cream always rises to the top.
Well, that is what Jesse Ventura... Nope. Macho Man. The Macho Man. The Macho Man.
The Nacho
Man.
James, I'm getting very hungry.
I'm getting hungry. That's why I'm thinking about the Nacho Man.
I also need to record my debrief video.
Oh, do you? It's fine.
I need to record pickups for Queens of Adventure.
Oh, my goodness.
We have work to do and food to eat and a witcher to watch.
And a witcher.
Someone must watch the witcher.
Someone watched the witch.
So that'll just about do it for us. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for being a patron. Thanks for all your wonderful support and being a friend. And I think that'll just about do it for us. Send me your pictures of animals. And until next time, I blow you out, Tookie de la Creme.